In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Just remember, if your faith is intact, everything is going to come out all right. You know, that's all people need to hear. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It might be Good Friday today, but Easter Sunday is coming in a couple of days. You know, that's when I pray. I pray for people. I saw Good Friday, but I know after Good Friday comes the glory of God, the resurrection of Jesus. So you might be living in Good Friday, but Sunday's coming. Sunday is coming. Sunday is coming. I'm looking at the Psalms today. What does the word psalm mean? It means song, S-O-N-G, which means these songs were sung. How good and very pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. In unity. You see, on the day of Pentecost, they were together in one accord, unity, with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. That's when the Holy Spirit came, when they were in unity, in one heart, one mind, one soul. The church needs to be in unity. There are so many different people that are not unified with the church. They say, I'm going to do this. Everyone is going to heaven. Well, that's not what we believe. Everyone is not going to heaven. Jesus saves us from hell. Jesus is the Lord. It is like the precious oil on the beard, running down upon the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Mount Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. The dew, I love that. The gentle dew that falls on us is the love of God. Gentle dew. In the morning when the dew falls, every blade of grass is drenched. And we need to know that the dew of the Lord is for us and on us, that we are being drenched with the love of God. I'm looking at Psalm 134. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you. We bless your holy name, O God. The psalm tells us to bless the Lord, all his servants of the Lord. We are servants, Lord. We are called to be servants of Jesus, the Lord, in the world. We are called to be servants. We're not called to be VIPs. Very important persons. No, we are servants. Jesus, on the night before he died, did the job of a slave. He washed the feet of the disciples. We are servants called to care for the poor, to care for people, to preach the gospel, to proclaim the word of God. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand at night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place, a symbol of praying, and come bless the Lord. Why do we bless the Lord? Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be blessed. He's worthy to be loved. He's worthy that we surrender to him. He's worthy. When people say, well, what will happen if I surrender my life to God? You'll have the dew falling on you. in a gentle, wonderful way. May the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Mount Zion. He made the heaven and the earth. And you know what? You're more important than the heaven and the earth. You have been washed with the blood of Jesus. You are more important than the rocks and the streams and the ocean. Why? Because we've been washed with the blood of Jesus. I'm looking at Psalm 136, Song 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. What does that mean? His steadfast love endures forever. I've told you that before. His chesed love endures forever. I can give you an example, but it falls short. I'm from East Boston, and I went to Salem State, and the best biologist takes me under his wing. He has no reason to do it other than care. You see, the Lord Jesus became a man, was crucified, died, was buried, on the third day rose from the dead. His steadfast love, the love that fears no evil, the love that is always for us and never against us, the love that it heals all things, believes all things, knows all things, the love of God, the chesed love of God. You who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Psalm 2, verse 2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of gods. How? For his steadfast love endures forever. We give thanks to the God of gods, the only God that there is, for his chesed love endures forever. Oh God, let people experience that chesed love which endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for creation. We thank you for redemption. We thank you for sanctification, all done through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever, who by his understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever, who spread out the earth on its waters, for his steadfast love endures forever, who made the great lights, the sun and the moon, for his steadfast love endures forever, the sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever, the moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh God, let us experience that steadfast love. And as we experience it, oh, I experienced it in August of 1968, and as I experienced that love of God, which is cannot be compared to anything, the only thing I could do was to say, I give you my life. I give you my life. My life is not my own. I give you my life. Who struck Egypt through their firstborn, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out of among them, for his steadfast love endures forever, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever, who divided the Red Sea in two, hallelujah, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, how we need to experience that chesed love, that love of Jesus Christ from the cross and resurrection. How we need to experience it. to know that we know that we know that God is for us and never against us, and that there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. If you are being condemned today, go to the toilet and flush it. Let it go down the drain in Jesus' name. He made Israel pass through the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. Hallelujah, for his steadfast love endures forever, who led his people through the wilderness. He led his people through the wilderness. Oh yes, the Good Shepherd led them through the wilderness for 40 years because they sinned. But he was with them. He was with them. And he never was against them. Who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. And killed famous kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. That steadfast love keeps us. It keeps us. It's like the dew that falls on us every day. I was praying with a man today, and I asked the man, what are you experiencing after I prayed with you? He said, peace. Oh, yes, the dew of God fell on his heart. Why? Because his steadfast love endures forever. Verse 22, he made a heritage to his servant Israel, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate. Thank God. Thank God he remembered me in my low estate, who were poor and needy. Why? For his steadfast love endures forever. He rescued us from our foes, from the devil himself, through the blood of Jesus. For his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, the God of heaven. How? For his steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 137, sing a song about the destruction of Jerusalem. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and we wept. Their sins and their offering themselves to false gods led them to Babylon. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept, when we remembered Mount Zion, the place where God dwells. On the willows there, we hung up our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. And they said, sing us one of the songs that you sing in the temple. And what does it say? Our tormentors asked us for songs, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. You see, they were taunting the Israelites. Israel was brought to Babylon because of their sins. Sing us one of those songs you sang on the Mount of Zion. Sing us one of the songs that you sang in the temple. How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither and my tongue be stuck to my mouth. You see, Psalm 137 talks about Israel in the land of Babylon. Psalm 92, Song 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to his holy name, O Most High. Well, God, we praise you, we bless you, we worship you. We sing a song today, a new song. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because he brought us out of sin into grace through the blood of Jesus. Give thanks to the Lord to declare your steadfast love in the morning, your hesed love in the morning, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. What work did Jesus do? He not only did miracles and cast out demons, but he died on a cross for you and for me. And he shed his precious blood for you and for me. And he rose from the dead for you and for me. There's resurrection life for us now in Jesus' name. How great are your works, O Lord. Your thoughts are very deep. The dull-hearted cannot know. The stupid cannot understand this. Though the wicked sprout like grass and the evildoers flourish, they are doomed to be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For your enemies, O Lord, for your enemies shall perish. Do you know that the devil is not able to torture you if you belong to Jesus? And when you are tortured, to say to the Lord, I come to the cross with your blood that destroys the torment of the devil. The devil is tied to the cross of Jesus Christ. As Anthony says, he roars like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He roars like a roaring lion. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. How do I know that? Well, the Bible tells me so. For your enemies, O Lord, for your enemies shall perish. All evildoers shall be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. You have poured over me fresh oil, anointing oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the doom of my evil assailants. All those evil things that come against you, they have been destroyed by the blood of Jesus. I don't know if they're only of devils, but they are of men too, and women too, who have tried to shut you up, who have tried to destroy you. They have been destroyed by the blood of Jesus, and you must make a declaration. I am under the blood of the Lamb. My enemies have no power over me. I am under the blood of the Lamb. My enemies have no power over me. My enemies have no power over me. Why? Because I am under the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 73. Truly God is good to the upright, to those that have given their lives to Jesus, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped, my steps had nearly stumbled. For I was envious of the arrogant. I saw the prosperity of the wicked. He tells us in this psalm how he was envious of the wicked because they had everything. And he was rejoicing in the Lord, but he did not have the things that the wicked had. I tell you, if you have a car, it doesn't need to be Mercedes. And if it's a Mercedes, praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? For I was envious of the arrogant. I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for they have no pain. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They are not troubled as others are. They are not plagued like other people. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes swell out with fatness. Their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice. Loftily, they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against heaven, and their tongues range over the earth. Therefore the people turn and praise them and find no fault in them. And they say, how can God know? I tell you, God knows. God knows. He's going to deliver this man. He's going to deliver this people. And you know how? When he went into the place of prayer, the temple of the Lord, he had destroyed his enemies, and he started thinking correctly that, well, who am I apart from God? What do I have apart from God? I have nothing. Therefore, the people turned and praised them and found no fault in them. And they say, how can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Such are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches. All in vain, I have kept my heart clean. I have washed my hands in innocence. He's depressed. For all day I have been plagued, punished every morning. If I said I will talk on this way, I would have been untrue to the circle of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task until I went into the sanctuary of God and prayed. Then I perceived their end. Truly, you set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment. They are swept away utterly by terrors. They are like a dream when one wakes. On awaking, despise their phantoms. You see, the evil have been destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Stop looking at what they have to what you have. You have salvation. You have the ability to pay your bills. You have eyes to see and eyes to see spiritually. You have ears to hear and ears to hear spiritually. You have all this. God has given them to you. When did he realize that the wicked would be destroyed? When he went into the temple of God and began to pray. That is for you today. Go into your soul and praise the Lord. Go into your soul and love the Lord. Go into your soul and recall all that the Lord has done for you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sing a song to the Lord and tell him how great he is. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.